This article is entitled Credibility and Integrity, An Investment in Social Responsibility, written for us by Steve Lundeberg. And Steve Lundeberg is a writer for Oregon State University News and Research Communications in Corvallis, Oregon. When Martin Luther counts his blessings, among them is the work ELCA Corporate Social Responsibility does to ensure that his pension monies are invested in ways consistent with the Lutheran teachings he has spent much of his time sharing. "It goes to credibility and integrity," said Lucen, age 70, who retired at the end of June as pastor of Grace Lutheran's Church in Spirit Lake, Iowa. "We are a people," he says, "who stand up all the time and tell other people that you're not supposed to just talk the talk, but walk the walk, and this gives us an opportunity to do that." Thanks to the CSR program, Lucen was able to direct Portico Benefits, the ELCA's benefit ministry, to grow his retirement account through investments deemed to be socially responsible. The program's mission is to persuade companies to improve from a standpoint of environmental, social, and governance issues, or ESG, and to provide information to anyone wishing to invest in businesses aligned with ELCA positions on such issues. ELCA CSR works in concert with organizations such as the Interfaith Center on Corporate Responsibility and Portico, which provides retirement, health, life, disability, and wellness benefits for ELCA rostered ministers and affiliated organizations. Carrie Ryerson, the program's director, said, "What I do in CSR is connect our social teachings to corporate behavior and shareholder relations. We have two main vehicles of documents for corporate social responsibility, issue papers and social criteria investment screens. As the name suggests, an issue paper addresses a topic. Examples include climate change, extractive industries, human rights, healthcare, and genetics. Individual investors and finance services firms such as Portico issue papers to allocate capital in ways that align with ELCA philosophy and practice. An issue paper can also serve as the basis for a shareholder resolution, a request submitted to a company asking the business to address a subject of concern." Ryerson says Portico could, for example, go to an organization and ask for a specific kind of environmental audit, and if that didn't happen, they could file a shareholder resolution. "We have a good relationship with Portico." Aaron Rippenberger, a manager of socially responsible investing and investor advocacy at Portico, stresses that the organization focuses its resolutions on those that have the potential to improve shareholder value. "It does happen where Portico has the opportunity to do something within a certain focus area, but the resolution has been written doesn't have that increase in shareholder value written in," she said. "Shareholders performing effective advocacy tie it to the bottom line, and that's how movement gets going on things." As for the social criteria investment screens, they serve as a filter to filter out business activity that ELCA CSR believes to be in conflict with the denomination's social teachings. Screens currently in place exclude or limit investments in companies that are involved in alcohol, tobacco, pornography, gambling, military weapons, and privatized immigration detention, among other things. Ripperberger said her organization works with ELCS CSR to help program staff understand what is and isn't screenable from Portico's perspective. She said they can write a screen however they would like, but we might have to let them know that we won't be able to follow it exactly. Of course, these screens are not just written for Portico, but anyone who would like to screen their investments in ELCA social teachings and policies. Portico's job is to make sure that the social purpose funds that are offered are within appropriate risk return parameters given the companies that we screen out. When ELCA CSR creates a new screen or significantly modifies an existing one, it must win approval from Portico's Board of Trustees to implement the screen in its portfolios. Portico does currently implement all ELCA CSR screens, though. Even though we're separate and have our own goals, we actually work very close together. Our relationship is strong, and our relationship and communications back and forth are only getting stronger, she said. History has proven, Ryerson said, that ESG concerns play only a role in profit and return on investments. All these social issues, if companies ignore them, there will be blowback, she added. If you're doing something that destroys the environment, then you're not on a good long-term investment. You have a governance problem, and you're also not a good long-term investment. Lucen recalls an early foray into investing when he followed the advice of an acquaintance about where to put money and his grandmother had given him. I listened to that person and felt okay about making money in the place he put it until I found out they were the number one supplier of napalm during the Vietnam War, he said. I appreciate what those people at ELCA and Portico do and how they are doing it. They give us an opportunity to live out our faith in a responsible way, and I appreciate that.